Paul Ryan and Rob Zurbon squared off 2 years ago in the first district congressional contest, only Ryan was pretty much the House candidate who wasn't there. He was also Mitt Romney's running mate, and Vice President Joe Biden debated Ryan.
That's how it's going all around America.
You don't read the statistics. That's not how it's going.
While Ryan was focused on trying to become vice president, Rob Zurbon got within 11 percentage points of Ryan in the 2012 first district race. This fall, Ryan and Zurbon are facing off against each other.
Tonight's debate will feature the incumbent, U.S. Representative Paul Ryan, a Republican from Janesville, and Rob Zurbon, the Democratic challenger from Kenosha.
Last night at Carthage College, Zurbon and Ryan held their first of two scheduled debates this month, with Zurbon arguing the incumbent is now more familiar with the political ways and waters of Washington than of southeastern Wisconsin.
I would say he's gotten so good at the Potomac two-step that I think he may have forgotten where the Root River and the Pike Creek are.
Zurbon criticized Ryan several more times, saying that as one of the leaders of the Republican majority in the House, Ryan has not been interested in helping President Barack Obama.
And if we have nothing but constant dysfunction, gridlock in D.C. because of the parties not being able to get along, that is the wrong image that we need to present around to the world.
Zurbon says Ryan has not shown leadership on major issues. Ryan argues just the opposite, noting his bipartisan work on the topic of the budget sequester.
I negotiated the first budget agreement in a divided Congress since 1986 with Patty Murray to get some deficit reduction to save things from the sequester like defense, National Institute of Health, and to prevent two government shutdowns.
Ryan also says he's been a leader in trying to address what he believes are long-term financial problems with major programs, including Social Security.
I would means test it more, meaning not as much of a benefit increase for those who are higher income. I would raise the minimum benefit to make sure that everybody's out of poverty, and I would adjust it in future years for age.
Zurbon disagrees with some of Ryan's proposed solutions. The two men also differ over the Affordable Care Act. Zurbon supports, Ryan doesn't, and raising the national minimum wage. Zurbon wants a boost, Ryan says no. Carthage College political scientist Jerry Mast says the two candidates spelled out their differences. But Mast says Zurbon's biggest challenge in the campaign is away from the debating table.
Congressman Ryan has raised $8.5 million. That's $8 million more than Mr. Zurbon. He's an incumbent. Part of the dysfunction of Congress is that 90% of us disapprove of the job of Congress, but we're going to send 90% of the incumbents back.
If Paul Ryan does hold off Rob Zurbon in the final weeks of the congressional contest, the questions will increase as to whether Ryan will run for president in 2016. Last night, we asked Ryan if this is his last House race.
Oh, I don't think so. I have no idea. I mean, this guy take one term at a time. I'm not one of these people who has my life mapped out, you know, 2, 4, 6, 8 years.
Then Ryan said he thinks there's still a lot more he can do for the people in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. Challenger Rob Zurbon says if Ryan wins next month, Zurbon wouldn't be surprised if Ryan launches a presidential campaign early next year. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.